taken care of yourself. Raising a child with any type of disability can be overwhelming. Trying to stop a mother from putting everyone's health above her own would be like trying to stop a rooster from crowing when he wakes up in the morning. Most parents will resonate with this. We put our children, our spouses, and our friends before ourselves. I'm sure that you have heard this before. If you do not properly take care of your own health, you will become ill or burn out. If you become ill or burn out, you will become less effective in caring for your child. In my experience, time management was an immense obstacle in raising my disabled child. I had to realize that I could not do everything myself. As soon as I accepted that I needed to allow others to help me and my child, my load became a whole lot lighter. This may be the time in your life to change from working full-time to part-time. Family outings, celebrations, or gatherings may have to be time-limited or reduced in number so as not to overstimulate your child. Once you are able to gather your resources and organize your child's days, you may find more time for yourself and the important people and things in your life. I'd like to share one big strategy that helped me to keep me grounded. I kept a daily journal. If you do not have one, it's time, parents, to get one. Do not rely on your memory to keep track of dates or events. Write down in your journal or planner. Daily journaling will help to keep your life in order when you are feeling chaotic. It will allow you to look back on past events and discover things that you may not have been aware of, like how your child has responded to a certain medication or behavioral strategy. Journaling provides an excellent information for your child's doctor. Allowing him hard to evaluate and if necessary change the treatment plan. As difficult as it may be to find the time, take 30 minutes to get away to a quiet place to meditate, to pray, and write. When your friends or family ask, as mine did, "What can I do to help you?" Ask them to stay positive, perhaps to pray for you, staying positive, praying for you, and also understanding, being very understanding that you cannot do the things that you would like to do with them and for them. Prayer has brought me a long way. Keep your life in order by documenting the day's happenings, good and bad. It will preserve the information as well as provide you with a much needed break to refresh your mind and your soul. I'm leaving you with my 90 days of prayer and affirmations audio. I would like you to sit and listen to it at the end of your hard, some of your hard days. It is my hope that it will encourage and motivate you parents to keep striving for better days. I want you to understand and I want you to also believe me when I tell you this. You will have better days. Good day, parents.